This morning. Start in the morning and we'll end in the afternoon, but don't worry, it won't take that long. The question that I wanted to address myself to is not my original question, but is something that I would like to, birshutchem, develop what I consider to be a very small chidush, but hopefully a meaningful one, in addressing this question. In the conversations between Moshe and the Ribono Shel Olam leading up to Ma'amad Har Sinai, so there are various instructions that Moshe is given, Hora'ot, that he's supposed to communicate to the Jewish people, and the chief amongst them is the idea that they're not allowed to go onto Har Sinai. The Shekhinah will be on Har Sinai, and Bimshoch Hayovel Hemayalu Vahar, there will be the sounding of the shofar, then they'll be allowed to go up onto Har Sinai. But until that time, Hishamru Lachem Alot Bahar Nugoa Bikatseu Kol Anogea Bahar Mot Yumat, that they're not allowed to go onto Har Sinai when the Kavod HaShekhinah is there. Okay, so the Jewish people are told, and Moshe Rabbeinu carries out this Hora'ah, this instruction, very clearly. And then literally just before we begin the Aseret HaDivrot, it's kind of, you're building up all this momentum, and in many Batei Knesiot, including ours, you know, everybody is standing. And then Hashem says to Moshe, okay, put the Aseret HaDivrot on hold. Raid ha'ed ba'am, pen yehersu al Hashem l'rot, v'nafal mimenu rav. That you have to go back down and warn them again. So Moshe is very confused by, he said, you know, we did this days ago, and he says to Hashem, "Im ktzat yuzma," with a little bit of initiative on Moshe's part to say this, especially at this very sacred moment. But he says, "Lo yuchala am lalot al har Sinai, ki ata haydota banu lemor hagbela tahar v'kidashto." You already warned us, so what's this redundancy? Why are we be giving the message all over again of not going onto Har Sinai? So Hashem says, I like to imagine it with a smile. Yes, I remember that conversation. I remember that I told you that. And nonetheless, Lech Reid, go down and communicate this message to the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu does just that. So there are various approaches to this question. Rashi says, from here we learn a very important principle that all teachers can relate to, is when you give an azhara, you give somebody a warning, kodem ma'aseh, before it's actually concrete, you have to be chozer u moreh bishat ma'aseh. Sometimes people don't believe it. You warn the student, this is going to be the hashlacha, this is going to be the onesh, this is going to be the consequence, and they don't believe it, so you have to make sure to repeat it bishat ma'aseh, otherwise they don't take it all that seriously. Okay, so that's the approach of Rashi. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, has a completely different approach. He thinks, based on certain subtleties and nuances in the language, that Moshe thought that Hashem was telling him maybe a new command, that the Jewish people weren't even allowed to look. Forget about Alot Bahar, but that this time Moshe was told, Reid ha'ed ba'am pen yehersu al Hashem l'rot. Maybe afilu ri'iyah is asur. They're not even allowed to look at the mountain. That's the Rashbam's approach. And then Hashem explains, no, I'm not asking them not to look at the mountain. I'm just reiterating what I said before, which is that they shouldn't go up on the mountain. So there are certain, those are what I would say are the classical approaches. Okay, now I think that there's another approach. This isn't the primary approach that I want to develop, but just for 2 minutes, I do think it bears mentioning. The second time the Jewish people are warned not to go on Har Sinai, Hashem adds one detail that was not mentioned before. He says, "V'gam hakohanim anigashim al Hashem yitkadashu penifrotz bahem Hashem." That especially the kohanim. Now, there's a question: who are the kohanim at this stage? The chet of the Egel HaZahav hadn't happened yet, so there's a theory that maybe that the Bechorot, the firstborn, are being addressed. There's another theory based on the Talmud in Masachat Zvachim that says that it's not the Bechorot, but it's Nadav and Avihu, which is really interesting because in this week's Parsha, we're actually told that Nadav and Avihu actually did go beyond where they were supposed to go. Hashem chose not to actually give them an onesh right now, kidei shelo le'arbev et simchat matan Torah, v'dacha et ha'onesh ad yom hakamat ha'mishkan, that Hashem could have punished them right now, but he chose to delay it until later on when Nadav and Avihu effectively repeated the sin on the day of Hakamat HaMishkan when they brought a korban that they were not supposed to bring. So according to this approach, maybe the point of the second warning is the Kohanim, those people who think, okay, we all know people like this, the rules don't apply to me. Yes, the average person, he's not allowed to go on Har Sinai, she's not allowed to go on Har Sinai, but I'm Nadav and Avihu, or as the Chizkuni says, I'm a Dayan, I'm somebody who's elevated. So we always know that there are people who think that the rules don't apply to them. So Hashem said to Moshe, you just remind everybody that the rules apply equally in this case. And I think that there's some merit to that approach as well. But the idea that seems most compelling to me goes in a completely different direction. And I just wanted to introduce one last piece of information that I think will be helpful in terms of developing this, what I call this very small chidush that I wanted to present this morning. We know that one of the other hora'ot that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu to communicate to the Jewish people leading up to Ma'amad Har Sinai was to tell the Jewish people to prepare themselves for 48 hours. V'kidashtam hayom u'machar, that the Jewish people are supposed to sanctify themselves. That involves various things. According to some views, they had to be tovel b'mayim. They literally had to immerse themselves in water. Whatever it means, they have to purify themselves, l'hachshir et atzmam l'kabel tara, to prepare themselves to receive the purity and the sanctity of the experience of Ma'amad Har Sinai. So according to one view in the Talmud and Masechet Shabbat, there's a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. According to the view of Rabbi Yossi, and it seems that the psukim most simply are read this way, that even though Moshe had been told to tell the Jewish people to prepare for 48 hours, Moshe Rabbeinu hosif yom echad mida'ato, that he added another 24 hours. Because when Moshe communicates the message to the Jewish people, he doesn't say v'kidashtam ayom u'machar, he says v'hayu nechonim lishloshet yamim, that there's a 72-hour period. So Moshe, on his own, added his 24 hours. Interestingly, the Gemara says this is one of three things that Moshe did that was not based on Hashem's instruction, but Hashem nonetheless approved. V'iskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yado, the other two being the Shiberet HaLuchot, God didn't tell him to destroy the Luchot, but he did that anyway. And the third one is the most complicated, Piresh Minayin Isha, that Moshe ceased to function within the normal context of his family life. Okay, so according to the approach of Rabbi Yossi, so Moshe Rabbeinu Hosif Yom Echad Midato. Okay, so that seems like a complete tangent, but I actually think that it's it may be the key to understanding our question, why was it that Hashem repeated the warning, Reid Ha'ein Ba'am Pen Yehersul Hashem Lerot V'Nafal Mimenu Rav. And that is based on one line in the Mishnah and Masechet Tanit. The Mishnah and Masechet Tanit quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says that all of Shir HaShirim we understand to be a metaphor. It's a love poem, but we understand it to be a metaphor about the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. So the Pasuk says about Shlomo, Melech Shlomo, Batara Shitra Lo Imo B'Yom Chatunato U'V'Yom Simchat Libo. B'Yom Chatunato, the Mishnah says, Zeh Matan Torah, that Matan Torah was kind of the day of the marriage between the Ribono Shel Olam and Bnei Yisrael, that there was a marriage being effectuated at Har Sinai. There are even some non-literal interpretations. The Gemara says, Kafalehem Harki Gigit, that God held the mountain over their heads. There are those that like to say that it wasn't as a threat, Zeloya Iyum, but it was a bitorat chupa, just like we go underneath the chupa. Okay, I'm not particularly partial to that explanation, but okay, it's already a Mishnah in Masechet Tanit that says, B'yom chatunato zematan Torah. So the Jewish people were entering into a relationship with Hashem. So if that's true, then I think the following small but hopefully important point emerges. If what Ma'amad Har Sinai is all about is that there's now a relationship and a loving relationship that's being created between Hashem and the Jewish people, as the Pasuk says, Va'asa etchem al kanfei nesharim va'avia etchem elaya, bring you on the wings of eagles to mivitem li segula mikol amim ki li kol haaretz, that you will be my treasured people. I could have chosen anybody, but I choose you. So in the context of a loving relationship, it's actually quite normal to repeat oneself. What do I mean by that? is that, yes, it's true, the Jewish people already knew they weren't supposed to go on Har Sinai. And if all you want to do, if you don't have a relationship with somebody, so it's good enough, you told them once. And if they don't listen, so chaval lahem damam berosham, they're responsible for their own failures. But if you love somebody, you'll say it once, you'll say it again. Because the consequences, not just for them, but for you, are enormous. In fact, Rashi alludes to this. When Hashem repeats the warning, he says, Penya hersu al Hashem lerot v'nafal mimenu rav. The simple meaning of that is that many people will die. Rashi says, v'nafal mimenu rav doesn't mean that many will die, but chashuv etzli echad keharbe, Rashi says, that even if one person dies, it's a terrible tragedy, would ruin Matan Torah for Hashem, from his point of view. So if there's really a Yom Chatunato, a marriage being effectuated, then it's so much more than just one specific instruction. But Hashem is saying, I love everybody here so much. Moshe, please go and warn them again. I can't bear the thought that my giving the Torah will be at the expense of Jewish life. But here's where I think it gets very poignant. It doesn't only run in one direction. The love doesn't only express itself in the direction from Hashem to the Jewish people, but this is where we need Rabbi Yossi's great contribution, Moshe Rabbeinu Hosif Yom Echad Mida'ato. Right? The idea really is that if this is a loving relationship in both directions, so Hashem said, I would like you to prepare for 2 days, for 48 hours, to make sure that you're participating in Ma'amad Har Sinai at the optimal level, at the best possible level of Kedusha Utara. And what does Moshe say? No, that's not enough. We want to do even better for you. We're going to add another 24 hours. And so what you see here in the moments leading up to Ma'amad Har Sinai are not just a list of random hora'ot. Okay, you prepare 48 hours, we'll say 72 hours. Warn the people, don't go onto the mountain, and then warn them again. There's something developing. There's a loving relationship that's developing. And in a truly healthy and loving relationship, each side wants to go the extra mile, l'harchik lechet ba'ad sad hasheni, to go the extra mile for the other side. So Moshe hosif yom echad midato. Moshe said, we want to be at an even higher level of Ketusha Utara to be prepared to meet you. And Hashem says to the Jewish people, you know what? Please, Moshe, warn them again. I don't want v'nafal mimenu rav echad chashuv etzli keharbe. The loss of even one person would represent a terrible loss. And I think this is exactly what Chazal had in mind when they said biyom chatunato zematan Torah. What was being created at Ma'amad Har Sinai was, of course, at one level, the transmission of a certain body of information, the Aseret HaDibrot, and then more broadly, Taryag Mitzvot, the Ten Commandments, and then, of course, all of the Mitzvot that were associated with that. But more important than just the information that was being communicated at Ma'amad Har Sinai was the relationship that was being consecrated. Biyom Chatunato Zeh Matan Torah, the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, where Hashem is willing to give us the extra layer of protection, the extra warning, where we're willing to take upon ourselves an extra day of preparation, because the dynamics of a healthy and loving relationship is, it's not a burden, but it's an opportunity to make sure that one is doing one's utmost, ba'ad sad hasheni, for the other side. So again, I want to thank Joanne very much for sponsoring this year in honor of her mother, Sarah Bat Uri. May her neshama have an aliyah, and we should all continue to be inspired by, as I say, the members of our greatest generation, who through their own resourcefulness and the talents that maybe they themselves did not give themselves enough credit for, but they had, and hopefully passed on certain of those traits to us, that we should be able to carry forward into the future. Todah rabbah.